弟兄姐妹，感谢神能够跟你们一起敬拜。
Thank God that I can worship with all brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告，好吗
？Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神
，Our Heavenly Father，
爱我们的主耶稣基督
，And the Lord Jesus Christ who loves us.
我们要赞美你
，We want to praise you.
因为你在创世以前，你就定了这个日子。
Because you have ordained this day in the ever past.
你也拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
虽然我们不明白你为什么要拣选我们。
Even though we do not understand why you have chosen us.
因为像我们这样子的人。
Because people like us.
怎么能够蒙你的拣选？
How can we be deserve of your chosen?
怎么能够到你的面前？
How can we come before you?
为什么其他的人就没有被你拣选？
Why the others were not be chosen?
那些人好像看起来比我们还好。
They seem to be even better than us.
但是主，我们就是来到你面前，我们要感谢你。
Oh Lord, as we come before you, we do want to thank you.
像我这样子的人，你还要。
For people like us, you still want us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们把下面时间都仰望在你的手中。
We present the following time into thy hands.
我们需要从你那里得到光。
We need to have light from you.
因为你告诉我们，你就是世界的光。
Because you told us you are the light of the world.
跟从你的就不在黑暗里走。
Whoever follows you shall never walk in the darkness.
我们实在是在黑暗里面。
We are truly indeed in darkness.
我们在这个世界上，我们做了很多事情，我们都不知道我们为什么要做。
We came to this world, we have done so many things, we don't know why we did it.
我们也有很多事情，我们该做的，我们却没有去做。
There's so many things we should have done, yet we didn't do it.
我们也不知道为什么。
We don't know why.
我们真的是好像活在黑暗里面。
We're truly like living in the darkness.
甚至我们摔跤了跌倒了我们都不知道为什么。
We don't even know when we trip, fell, and we don't know why.
但是主你自己来到这个世界上你把真光照亮我们。
We thank you, Lord, you came to this world and shone upon us with the true light.
我们才知道我们为什么会跌倒为什么会摔跤。
So we know why did we trip and why did we fall.
我们才能够看清楚这一切的事情。
So we can see things clearly.
我们今天来到你的面前，我们真的是愿意在你的光中得到光。
We come before you today. We really want to obtain light in the light.
你开我们的眼睛。
Please open our eyes.
让我们从你的角度，从你的那边来看这些事情。
So that we may see this world from your perspective.
不再是从我以我为中心。
To no longer be ourselves be the center.
主求你自己借着你的圣灵用你的话来教导我们。
Oh Lord, please teach us through the Spirit with your own words.
也让我们有一颗顺服的心。
Teach us the heart of obedience.
给我们一个能够听的耳朵。
Give us an ear that would listen.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我要跟你们思想一个题目。
Today I'm going to discuss a topic with you.
这个题目也是我，其实这个事情也是我很喜欢的。
Actually, this is something I really am delighted in.
就是保守你的心。
Is watch over your heart.
然后呢，我就下面就说体贴圣灵。
Then I continued, say follow the Spirit.
或者是说随从圣灵的引导。
Or follow the leading of the Spirit.
前面那一句话是所罗门在大概主前900年、1000年左右讲的。
The first half was spoken by King Solomon is about 1000 years before Christ.
那么后面一句话呢？是在新约的时代，圣灵启示给保罗，叫他讲出来的。
The second half was revealed during the New Testament time by the Spirit to Paul.
我的目的 说实在话，不是要告诉你们怎么样保守你的心。
My purpose is not to tell you how to watch your heart.
我的目的是要告诉你，最终的目的，最终的就是要怎么样去体贴圣灵。
My purpose that it ultimately is how to follow and be obedient to the Spirit.
刚才我们念第四章二十节到二十七节。
We just read chapter 4 verse 20 to 27.
所罗门说要保守你心啊。
King Solomon said, "You watch over your heart."
胜过保守一切。
Over, compared more over than keep watch everything.
那么这一句话，我想我自己也很喜欢告诉年轻人哈。
I often like to tell the young people.
那么这一句话是真的是一针见血。
This is very clearly came to the point.
听了很让人感动啊。
It moves you after you heard it.
那么，所以我今天呢，我想跟大家思考三个方向。
So today we're going to meditate on three areas.
借着这一段圣经。
Through this passage.
第一个方向就是说，人的心到底是怎么样子。
The first, what is our heart like?
请你翻到箴言哈，箴言第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4 of the Proverbs.
我们要往前面推一点。
We need to go backwards.
我们推到第八节开始。
Let's go back to verse 8.
那么我们不全部都念了。
We're not going to read all.
那么在这里呢，他就告诉我们说要高举智慧，然后要怀抱智慧。
Here it says we need to exalt wisdom and embrace wisdom.
我们不看后面的怎么样讲奖赏哈。
We're not going to look at the rewards.
我们先看所罗门他怎么告诉他的儿子们。
Let's first see what did Solomon tell his children.
然后接下去呢，他就告诉他说你要听受我的言语。
And they said you need to receive my words.
而且他告诉他们，他说我已经把智慧哈指教给你们了。
And then he said, I have already taught you the wisdom.
引导你走行正直的路。
To lead you to walk the righteous path.
然后到了十三节，他就告诉他们，他说你要持定训诲。
And verse 13 says, hold on to instructions.
不可放松，必当谨守。
Do not let go.
然后他就告诉我们，因为它是你的生命。
For it is your life.
接下去十四节开始。
Continue on verse 14.
我觉得所罗门就是告诉他的儿，从第八节开始，他就是告诉他的儿子们怎么样能够保守你心。
So I think even beginning from verse 8, he's telling his sons how to keep watch their heart.
那么他就说，不可行恶人的路，不要走坏人的道。
That means he says.Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of the evil.
然后他说要躲避。
He said to avoid.
接下去在十六节。
He continued on verse 16.
那么在原来的文字里面，他就有一个因为。
In the original word, there was a for or because.
就是因为这些人是什么样子。
Because what they are like.
所以我们首先我们要想一个的，就是人的心到底是怎么一回事。
So the first we need to see, what is our heart like?
我们从十六节看哈。
We start with verse 16.
他说因为这等人若不行恶，他就不得睡觉。
For they cannot sleep until they do evil.
不使人跌倒，睡卧不安。
That they are They cannot sleep if they don't fall. Cause others to fall.
后面又有一个因为十七节，他说因为他们以奸恶吃饼，以强暴喝酒。
So in verse 17, because they eat the bread with the wicked and drink the wine of violence.
所以我们从这里看见，弟兄姐妹，你们有没有看到行恶的人是什么样的人？
So brothers and sisters, did you see what kind of people who act evil?
行恶的人成了他们的行业了。
So the evil people become a profession.
好，就好像我们现在所讲的 career, 变成他们的 career.
So it became their career.
那么第二个，我们就看见行恶的人，他们已经养成习惯了。
It also says the evil doers, are habitual evildoers.
他不能不做的。
So they cannot but do it.
他们很多时候他们也不知道他们为什么，但是他们就是非得要做不可。
Sometimes they don't even know why, but they just have to do it.
那么我们从圣经上其他地方我们也可以看见，行恶的人呢，就变成一种喜乐了。
So in the other parts of the Bible, we can see the evildoers become a joy in doing evil.
在耶利米书第十七章第九节那边告诉我们
In Jeremiah chapter 17
第九节
verse 9
他说人心比万物都诡诈
The human hearts are evil than all things
没有人能够视透
No one can see through it
就是在旧约里面我们看见人的心哈
This is the heart described in the Old Testament
主耶稣在马太福音第十五章里面他也讲了类似的话
Lord Jesus in chapter 15 of Matthew also says similar things.
我们看一下马太福音第十五章
Matthew 15,
第十八节
verse 18.
这个故事啊，是主耶稣当他跟门徒啊、不晓得去哪里吃饭啊，那么门徒吃饭的时候没有洗手。
This was happened when Jesus went to have dinner with the disciples.Before the dinner, the disciples did not wash their hands.
他没有洗手，法利赛人就开始来挑他们的毛病。
So because they didn't wash their hands, so the Pharisees started criticizing them.
所以主耶稣就跟他们理论这件事情。
So Lord Jesus started to reason with them.
主耶稣告诉他们在十节哈第十节十一节，他说入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
So in verse 11, Jesus told them.What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that is what makes him unclean.
那法利赛人当然不高兴了哈。
Of course, the Pharisees are going to be happy.
主耶稣讲的话，他们从来没有高兴过的。
They never be happy with whatever Jesus said.
因为每次都跟他们是反对的。
Because always Jesus opposing them.
接下去我们再看主耶稣怎么告诉他们。
And continue to see.What Jesus told them.
主耶稣就告诉他们从他说出口的是从心里发出来的。
So Jesus told them what comes out of the mouth came from their hearts.
他说这个才是污秽人的。
So this is the thing that makes people unclean.
为什么从嘴巴里面出来的会污秽人呢
?How could things come out of the mouth cause evil, uncleanness?
第十九节他就告诉我们原因。
Give us the reason.
他说我们一起来念好不好
Let's read verse 19 together.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念凶杀奸淫苟合偷盗妄政谤赌这都是污秽人的至于不洗手吃饭那却不污秽人
So this are what makes a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does notMake him unclean.
这是我们人的心。
This is our heart.
不管今天世界上怎么样讲。
It doesn't matter what they say in this world.
主耶稣他来告诉我们，他让我们看见我们的心是恶的。
Jesus came and taught us to know our hearts are evil.
所以这些人行恶就像吃饭，行恶就像睡觉一样。
So for those people who Do evil just like eating, just like sleeping.
没有挣扎的。
They never even struggle.
心里很自然。
It's naturally they will do evil.
我们常常觉得，对不对？睡觉吃饭是自然的嘛。
We know that eating and sleeping is just very natural.
你们有没有哪一个要挣扎着去吃饭的
？Any one of you have to struggle go to eat?
可能挣扎着去做饭。
Maybe a struggle to cook dinner.
圣经上告诉我们说，这些人行恶就好像吃饭、睡觉一样。
So the Bible tells us those people who do evil just like sleeping and eating.
那么自然。
It's so natural.
那么在罗马书第三章，我们翻到罗马书第三章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 3.
那么在这里呢，保罗他就讲了一些话。
Here Paul said something.
或者是说圣灵借着保罗把它写下来。
Paul wrote through the revelation of a spirit.
罗马书第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
你们要我念给你们听呢，印象比较深刻呢，还是你们自己跟我一起念的印象深刻？
Would you rather read by yourself so you have a deeper impression, or would you rather read together with Pastor Ma?
哪一个？
Which one?
啊，要我念了。但是有人说是不要我念了。
Someone says you don't want me to read.
我们要投票是吧？
Shall we?
我们一起念哈，从第十节念到十八节，我们慢慢念。把我们的耳朵放在里面哈。我们一起来，就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有蟀蛇的毒气，满口是咒骂、苦毒、杀人、流血，他们的脚飞跑，所经过的路变形、残害、暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。弟兄姐妹，你们读完了？
You finish reading?
这句话，这一段圣经到底是在讲谁啊？
Who is this passage speaking of?
啊，不是在讲我。
Oh, it's not me.
你知道这一段圣经就是在讲你。
This passage is speaking of you.
就是在讲我们在还没有信主的时候。
It speaks of us before become believers.
我们中间如果有人你还没有信主。
If there one of us not still believing yet.
这一段话就是在讲你。
This is talking about you.
这些人的结局是什么呢？
What is the consequence of those, for those people?
我们再回到箴言第四章。
Let's go back to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章第十九节。
Verse 19.
他说恶人的道好像幽暗，自己不知因什么跌倒。
The way of the wicked is like a deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble.
那么我们从圣经上面看见这种人就是最后的结局，就是等候神的审判。
So we know from the Bible, those people, their final destination is God's wrath and judgment.
人没有办法把自己从里面救出来。
Man cannot save themselves.
就好像圣经上告诉我们说，那个 leper 就是豹子，他没有办法改变他身上的颜色。
Just like the leper cannot change the color of his skin.
这就是圣经上让我们看见。恶人的结局。
This is the consequence of the evil people.
就好像诗篇第一篇那边告诉我们。
It's just like Psalm 1.
他说义人啊，就是爱慕神的话的，就是昼夜思想神的话的，他们就像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
So he said the wise man, the righteous person are those who listen to God's words.They meditate God's words day and night, like a tree planted by the stream who will never wither.
那么恶人呢？
How about the evil people?
他说恶人却不是这样子。
But evil people are not like that.
他们好像糠皮被风吹散。
They are like chaffs be blown away by wind.
恶人是要在神的面前受审判的。
Evil people shall be judged before God.
人没有办法救自己脱离神的愤怒。
Man cannot save themselves from the wrath of God.
圣经上讲得很清楚，很清楚。
It was clearly pointed out by the Bible.
虽然我们在外面听到很多的声音。
Even though we have heard many different opinions.
他告诉我们，他说 ，You are good.
They tell us that you are good.
你是可以的。
You're good.
You're okay. 他们讲说你是 okay 的。
Yeah, you're okay.
我们中国人讲说性本什么善。
What do we say? Our nature is good.
但圣经上告诉我们说不是的。
The Bible tells us it's not true.
圣经上告诉我们，我们在神的面前，我们都是恶人。
The Bible tells us before God we are all evil doers.
在旧约圣经里面。那些人想要靠律法来改变他们自己是不可能的。
So in the Old Testament, the people want to save themselves through the law, which is impossible.
不是律法的问题。
It's not question about the law.
乃是我们的心是恶的。
It is that our hearts are evil.
这是第一个方面。
That's the first point.
第二个方面我们要看的，我们要思想的问题。
So the second we need to consider.
我们刚才已经讲了一点。
We only just discuss a little bit.
就是我们能不能靠我们自己保守我们的心？
Is can we watch our hearts by ourselves?
我的答案很简单。
My answer is simple.
就是不可能的。
No, we cannot.
那所罗门讲那句话，要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，到底有什么用？
So what did Solomon say? How can that help us?
圣经上告诉我们
，The Bible teaches us，
旧约里面的律法还是有用的。
There is usefulness of the law。
他就告诉我们，我们没有办法做得到的。
He tells us we cannot do it ourselves。
他告诉我们，我们是罪人。
He tells us we are sinners。
因为我们做不到。
Because we cannot do it。
我们知道我们里面有一个恶在里面。
We know that there's evil。Inside us.
只有当我们里面的生命被改变的时候
Only when our life been changed.
在以西结书那边告诉我们说他说我们原来就像以色列人一样哈我们里面有一个实心
Just like Ezekiel tells us, like the Jewish people, we have a hardened heart.
我们的心很硬的
Our heart are very hard.
我们的心就是不愿意承认神
Our heart were not willing to acknowledge God.
这个跟你的脑筋知识没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with your knowledge.
是因为你的心硬。
Because your heart is hard.
因为你的心是恶的。
Because your heart is evil.
所以你眼睛看不见的。
Therefore you cannot see with your
从你的眼睛你决定看不到主耶稣他是神的儿子。
We can, your eyes cannot see that Jesus is Son of God.
所以你要用你自己的方法来保守你的心，你是保守不住的。
If you want to use your own ways to keep your heart, you cannot.
只有当你的那个实心被换成一个肉心之后
，Only when the stone heart has been changed into a flesh heart.
要有神的心的灵在你的里面
，When you have God's spirit in it,
你才能够。你才有希望。
Then you can, and then there is hope for you.
那么，当我们信主耶稣的时候
，When we become believers of Jesus，
当我们相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子
，When we believe Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God，
他来到这个世界上，为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
He came to the world and was nailed on the cross for our sins.
他死了以后，三天从死里复活。
He died 3 days, resurrected from death.
代替了我。
Replaced us.
代替了你。
Replaced you.
那么我们就被称义了。
Therefore, we can be justified.
那么圣灵就住在你的里面。
Then the Holy Spirit indwells in you.
所以不再是保守我的心。
So it no longer to keep watch my heart.
这就是我第三点我们要想的。
So this is the third point that we need to.
乃是顺服圣灵。
Is to follow the Spirit.
乃是体贴圣灵。
Is to follow the Spirit.
我过去在年轻的时候。
When I was younger.
人家常常讲罗马书第八章。
People often discuss Romans.
他就说你要体贴圣灵，体贴圣灵。
So you need to follow the Spirit.
真的很难懂啊。
This is very hard to understand.
很难体会。
It's very difficult to understand, appreciate.
我现在回过头去看。
When I go back now.
因为我的方法是错的。
Because my method was wrong.
所以我没有办法去体贴圣灵。
So I could not follow the Spirit.
我仍然是体贴我自己。
I'm only following myself.
因为我对圣灵根本不认识。
Because I do not know the Spirit.
我对神也不是那么认识。
I do not know God that well.
但是在旧约里面。
But in the Old Testament.
神教导以色列人有一些方法。
God taught the Israelites some methods.
我觉得那些方法现在对我来讲很有用处。
I think those methods today are very helpful.
它能够帮助我，让我能够去体贴圣灵。
They can help me know how to follow the Spirit.
我不是说我每次都做得到哈。
I'm not saying I can do it all the time.
我们现在就回到箴言第四章第二十节。
Let's go back to verse 20 of the chapter 4 of the Proverbs.
在这里，所罗门他在第二十节的时候，他就说：“我儿，要留心听我的言辞，侧耳听我的话语，都不可离你的眼目，要存记在你心中。”
Here he says, My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart.
在这里有四件事情。
There are four things.
第一件事情他说要留心听。
The first is listen carefully.
第二件事情要侧耳听。
That means you carefully listen.
第三个事情是这些事情你不能让它离开你的眼目。
The third, do not let them out of your sight.
第四个事情就是要存记在你心中。
The fourth, keep them within your heart.
这是一个方法。
This is a method.
留心听是什么意思呢？
What does it mean, listen closely?
留心听就是要听进去。
So you can listen to it into your heart.
你们现在有留心听吗？
Are you listening closely?
还是你刚刚才想到说，哇，我的炉子忘记关掉啊。
Or you just, oh, I forgot to turn off my stove.
或者是你在想说，我晚上要吃什么。
Or you were just thinking, what I'm going to have for dinner.
或者是你在想说，马牧师他什么时候讲完。
Or you said, when is Reverend Mark going to finish?
圣经上告诉我们说要留心听。
So the Bible tells us listen closely.
不是像风从你的耳边吹过去。
It's not like the wind blows by your ear.
一个耳朵进去，一个耳朵出来。
When you from one ear came out from the other.
然后等一下聚会完了之后。
And then after the worship.
你碰到我的时候，你就跟马牧师讲。
When you see me.
哎呀，你说你的信息真好啊。
Oh, you have such a good message.
谢谢你今天关于讲到怎么样理财。
Thank you for teaching how to manage finance.
留心听。
Listen closely.
第二个听是什么呢？
What's the second listen?
要侧耳听。
Yeah, listen with your ear.
侧耳听这个有一个动作的。
This is an action.
这个侧耳它的意思就是说你把你自己弯身屈身去听。
So you bend over yourself to listen.
换句话讲就是你要有一个动作哈，你要去。
So you have to have the action, you have to go do it.
那么你在家里面，你要去把圣经拿来读。
If you're home, you have to go pick up the Bible and read.
那么你要到教会里面去参加查经，参加聚会。
So you have to go to the church, attend Bible study, attend worship.
要不然你听不到的。
Otherwise, you cannot hear.
屈身它有这么我们从现在看我们现在去应用的话就是我们去有一个动作需要把它拿来。
Now if we want to apply means we have to have an action and to go to get it.
第一个是听进去。
The first to listen in.
第二个是你要去伸手啊伸手去拿到它。
You have to extend your hands and go to get it.
第三个。
The third.
他说这些事情都不可离开你的眼目。
Do not let them out of your sight.
他的意思就是说你时时刻刻都要摆在你眼前。
So it means you have to always present them right before your eyes.
诗篇第一篇他说要昼夜思想。
So in the Psalm 1 says meditate day and night.
不要让他跑掉。
Do not let it depart.
在旧约里面我们看见虽然哈，我们很多时候我们觉得法利赛人很糟糕，对不对？
Even though we think the Pharisees are not good.
但是你要记得一句话。
But you have to remember one.
主耶稣告诉以色列人。
Lord Jesus told the Israelites.
他说法利赛人告诉你们的，你们都要去做。
He said, all the Pharisees taught you, you have to do it.
我们从圣经上面，我们看见在旧约里面，神怎么训练他的子民。能够听他的话。
In the Bible, we know in Old Testament time how God teach His people to listen to His words.
那些方法都是对的。
All those methods are correct.
千万不要以为是法利赛人，然后主耶稣骂他们，然后你们就说旧约那些方法都没有用的。
Don't don't because just because they're Pharisees that Jesus criticized them, therefore their methods are not good.
在生命记第六章第四节那边
，In Deuteronomy chapter six of chapter four verse，
我们看一看好不好
？Let's go there。
生命记第六章第四节
，Deuteronomy six four。
我现在知道你们都很喜欢读圣经。
Now I know you like to read Bible。
所以呢，我们一起读第六章第四节一直到第九节，好不好
？Let's read from verse four to nine on chapter six。
我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。好，我们再看民数记。
Let's go to the Numbers。
民数记第十六章。
Chapter 16。
啊，我们晓得在这个新约里面说，主耶稣骂法利赛人啊，说他们喜欢人看见，所以他们把他衣服穗子做长啦、啊，什么衣服袖子做宽啦、啊。但是这是旧约里面的教导，我们看一下哈。
Now we can look.
对不起，民数记十五章三十七节。
Chapter 15, verse 37, the book of Numbers.
我们一直从三十七节念到四十一节。
We read from 37 to 41.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做穗子。”又在底边的穗子上钉一根蓝细带子，你们佩戴这穗子，好叫你们看见，就纪念遵行耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意、眼目、行邪淫，像你们素常一样，使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神，曾把你们从埃及地领出来，要做你们的神。我是耶和华你们的神。看到没有？这两处圣经。
This is these two passages.
神叫他们做这些事情。
God taught them to do those things.
就是要他们把神的话常常放在他们眼前。
It's just to tell them to put God's words in front of our eyes.
我记得我以前在念书的时候
，I remember when I was studying.
我们要考一些生化的反应啊。
We're going to study some biochemical reactions.
你们如果念生化的，你们晓得哈。
You know that if you study biochemistry.
它每一个反应都不晓得有多少个东西在里面。
There are many things in the reaction.
你记不起来的。
You can't remember.
那时候我们老师他就教我们。
Now our teacher teaches us.
他说你把这些反应写下来。
To write down all the reactions.
写在一张纸上面。
Write them on the paper.
一张纸写一个。
Every page write one reaction.
然后你就把这些东西啊，这个厕所的这个镜子上面贴一张。
You put them, paste them onto the mirror in your bathroom.
然后你睡觉，如果学生有上下铺哈，那么我们睡在下铺的，然后你就把你这一张另外一张纸贴在下铺的上铺的床下面。
So you can also even sleep in the bunk bed, if on the lower bed, you put them on top of you.
然后你把这些贴在吃饭的地方。
They post them in the dining place.
就是到处都贴。
So you put them all over.
那么就是这些你常常在那边做一些事情的地方。
So you post, you paste them on where you do things.
真的记住了。
Then you can really remember.
有用的。
It's useful.
我那时候我没有想到哈。
I didn't think about that.
但是我就不晓得他是不是从圣经里面学来的。
I don't know if he learned this from the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，你们在背圣经。
When you try to memorize the Bible, brothers and sisters,
你真的记得吗？
Do you really remember?
我每天早上读经啊。
Every time during my devotion in the morning.
哦，有的是得着很多东西。
Sometimes I receive many things.
我就用红笔记下来。
I record them in the.
我说这个叫做很多肉的东西哈 ，meaty.
This very meaty things.
换句话讲，就是说我从它里面得到很多东西。
In other words, I received a lot from those.
但是弟兄姐妹，我如果中间不再去回过头去想他，再去看他的话，
So brother and sister, if I do not go back to think about it, to read again,
我到晚上的时候，
By time of night,
我完全不知道我早上看到什么东西，
I would not remember what I read in the morning.
也许你比我聪明一点，
Maybe you are smarter than I am.
也许你是他们叫做什么 photographic 的这个 memory，
也许 maybe you have a very good memory，
但是我告诉你，
but I tell you，
我们每天有太多太多的事情，
there's so many things every day，
我们担心家里面的事情，
we worry about our home，
担心我们的工作，
worry about our work，
担心我们的钱财，
worry about our finance,
担心我们的小孩，
worry about our children.
这些东西会把神的话挤出去的。
All those things are going to squeeze out God's words.
你知道我们在这段圣经里面，他就告诉我们说，就好像恶人的路，恶人的路。
Here it tells us, just like the path of the evil.
你知道这个路是什么意思吗？它的意思就是说啊，因为大家一直走，一直走，一直走，就走出一条路来了。
So the path is what we walk out the path.
我们你们有没有注意到，有时候是一块草皮哈，特别是在学校里面。
Especially in school, when there's a grass path.
那学生呢，有水泥地，他不走的。
So the student did not walk.On the pavement.
他偏要走那个草地上。
They just walk on the grass.
Okay, 第一个人走了之后。
After the first one walked,
第二个人走了之后。
The second one walked on it.
走了很多人之后。
After many people walked on it.
什么东西就跑出来了。
What comes out?
你们都不知道。
Do you know?
你们都是走在水泥地上。
You all walk on pavement.
其实就是一条路就走出来了。
So a path was walked out.
你知道我们难怪我们神的儿女我们很贫穷。
That's why we are children of God, we're very poor.
我不是说我们在世界上的财宝。
I'm not talking about the wealth of.
我们在灵里面很贫穷。
We're very poor in spirit.
新世纪的风一吹。
What the things we remember after it's been blown.
我们就倒向一边。
We fell on one side.
我们经常走在世人走过的路子上面。
We often pass.On the path by others people's path.
所以这些事情就把我们神的话都挤出去了。
So all those things squeeze out God's words in us.
我们要把神的话常常摆在我们眼前。
We ought to often put God's words before our eyes.
想尽你的办法。
Think of all ways.
我们中间有很多年轻人。
There are many young people in our midst.
或者是姐妹。
Our sisters.
你很喜欢照镜子，对不对？
You like to look at the mirror.
那么你就把那节经节放在那个镜子上面。
So you put those verses on the mirror.
你每次照的时候，有的时候照很久，对不对？
Sometimes you look at the mirror for a long time.
那么你照的时候，你就看见那段经文了。
When you look at the mirror, you see the passage.
你就把它复习一下。
Then you review it.
你上厕所的时候，就把它放在前面。
When you go to the bathroom, you put it in front of you.
你到吃饭的地方，你就把它放在你的任何地方，你可以看得见的。
Just when you go to eat, you put wherever you can see it.
你开车子的时候，你就把它贴在你的车子前面。
Or you can paste it in front of.When you drive the car,
你开车之前你就瞄一眼。
So before you drive, you take a look at it.
停下来之后再瞄一眼。
After you stop, then you look at it.
这就是圣经上告诉我们说，把它常常摆在我们眼前。
This is what the Bible says. Put them often before our eyes.
最后一个就是存记在你的心里。
The other ones keep them in your heart.
我们要常常去温习。
We ought to review often.
我们在这个世界上有太多的声音。
There's so many voices in this world.
有太多的诱惑。
There's so many temptations.
有太多的忧虑。
There's so many worries.
从这个世界上来。
Came from the world.
很容易就把神的道从我们心里面挤出去了。
So often it will squeeze out God's words from our hearts.
所以没有办法生长。
So we cannot grow.
我们没有办法结果子。
We cannot bear fruit.
这是诗篇第一篇里面告诉我们的。
That's what told us in Psalm 1.
如果我们不昼夜思想，
If we do not meditate day and night,
我们就像糠皮被风吹散。
So I just like the chaff would blown away.
但是我们如果昼夜思想，
If we do meditate day and night,
我们就像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
It's like a tree planted by the stream.
按时候结果子。
Which will bear fruit in season.
叶子也不枯干。
And will never wither.
我们如果把所罗门的保守你的心
If we take what Solomon said, keep your heart,
我们明白我们如果没有被重生我们不可能保守我们自己的心
We need to understand if we were not born again, we cannot watch our own heart.
只有当我们里面有一个新的生命的时候
Only when there is a new life in us,
我们就可以把这个保守你的心把它拉到现在
Then we can bring the watch your heart to today.
就能够从圣经里面我们看见一些方法
So we can see methods in the Bible.
帮助我们让我们能够顺从圣灵
to help us to be obedient to
让我们能够体贴圣灵
so we can follow the Spirit
你可以做得到的
you can do it
但是有一个条件
but there's one condition
如果你没有一个新的心在你的里面
if you do not have a new heart in you
你是做不到的
you cannot do it
但是如果你有一个新的心圣灵在你的里面
If you have the new heart and the Holy Spirit is in you
记住哈
Remember
你要留心听
You need to listen closely
听进去
To listen in
你要侧耳听
You want to listen forward with your ears
侧耳听就是你要伸手去拿
You extend your hands and go get it.
你要弯身去听。
You need to bend over to listen.
你要去，你要到教会里面，你要去听到，你要在家里面自己把圣经拿出来读。
你要 you got to go to listen, go to the church, and go take your Bible at home.
而且你要常常让它在你的眼睛前面。
You have to often present them before your eyes.
时时刻刻
moment by moment.
要记在你的心里
Remember them in your heart.
那样子你就知道怎么体贴圣灵的心
Then you will know how to follow the Spirit.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们从你的话语里面，从圣经里面
，through your words, through the Bible,
我们看见你为我们所预备的
，we have seen what you have prepared for us,
是何等的完善
，is how good,
何等的美
，how perfect,
我们谢谢你
，we thank you.
求你自己吸引我们
May you continue to attract us
用你自己的荣美来吸引我们
Attract us with your glory and beauty
让我们羡慕我们想要更多的认识你
So that we desire to know you more
我们感谢主
We thank you Lord
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus
Amen
Amen